Module 2, What is Self-Leadership? Self-leadership involves leading yourself. It involves working on yourself and your skills from the inside out. A self-leader develops and takes responsibility for their actions. A self-leader has the ability or has learned to have the ability to influence their thinking, behaviors, and feelings. This person guides themselves in positive ways, which equals success. Sources. Before you can be a self-leader, you need to know ways to become a self-leader. Self-leaders are built from within. They are constantly developing themselves. They work hard for what they want and work even harder to keep it that way. Sources of self-leadership involve self-awareness, knowing your intentions, knowing your values, being aware of what can keep you from becoming a good leader. Knowing your strengths as well as your abilities, taking actions to develop skills to build confidence. Self-efficacy, believing whatever comes your way is something that you can handle. Before action. To be a proper leader, you need to think about your actions. It is important to realize and understand when it is appropriate to act and when it is not. One must be prepared to act, and it must be done with the best intent. Before taking any action, it is important to consider intention. The person should proceed with a purposeful action in mind. Influence. We must positively influence ourselves if we want to make change. Impact. We must think about how our actions will be measured around us. During. Once you decide to be a self-leader, act like it. You have to change your mindset and realize you are a leader. Take the actions necessary to fulfill this role. Continually work on yourself. Never be content with where you are, work to be better. Give your all to establish yourself and show others that you deserve your role. Tips to help a person self-lead: establish and work on your purpose. Focus on what makes you happy. Be passionate, brave, and optimistic. Have a healthy self-belief. Be enthusiastic. After action. Once you have become a self-leader and have taken action to prove it, you need to continue it. In self-leadership, it is your duty and your duty alone to continue to be a self-leader. You must advance yourself and ensure that all of your actions continue to be on the right track and doing what you need them to do. To continue self-leadership, take full responsibility for your actions, make efforts to continually improve, envision your future, never give up. Learn to love your ideas and actions taken. Be a lifelong learner. Case study. Jack and Jillian work together at Software Needs Company. They are supervisors who work closely together. Jack is an amazing leader. He takes the initiative and works hard. He works to meet his own goals and helps others meet theirs. Jillian works hard as well but has trouble leading herself. She has goals but does not know how to meet them. She is missing the self-leadership factor. Jack told Jillian that he learned how to be a better self-leader and so could she. He recommended that Jillian focus on self-awareness, self-confidence, and self-efficacy. Jillian knew she wanted to better herself and took his words to heart. She looked into ways to do this and began becoming a better self-leader. Jack and Jillian's subordinates noticed a major difference in Jillian and her leadership skills.